Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I wish you'd heard just a second, okay?
Sorry. Can you speak up just a little bit?
All right, this meeting is underway. First order of business is to elect a permanent chair. Do you have any nominations?
Make a motion to nominate Justin Myers.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. I have a short agenda. Which for our first meeting, I thought it was important, before we go in any direction, to actually figure out where we're at from an infrastructure committee standpoint. And to do that, I'd like to get somebody from the judge's office next month to come and give us an update, basically a state of the county's infrastructure. Where are we at? Before we know where we need to go, we need to know where we're at, what we need to do. And so here's a list of items that I put down. We can go over those and open the floor for discussion. But here are a couple of those. How many miles of county roads do we have? Out of those, how many of them are gravel? How many bridges do we have? Any of those that need to be repaired or replaced? How many roads have we taken in the county road system? What are their condition? Do we have any flooding concerns? I know we've got a lot of rain this week, and several state roads need some attention, but from a county perspective, and I know OEM could probably give us some updates as to where our hot spots are on flooding and any issues that might need to be addressed. Do we have any ongoing planned state or federal jobs in the county? How many stop spots does the county road shop actually take care of, and are there any issues that need to be addressed there? So that's something that I'd like somebody from the judge's office to give us an update for next month. Any discussion on those topics?
When you say somebody from the judge's office, do you have somebody particular in mind? I mean, like Mr. Ledbetter,
who's a foreman? Tom or the judge himself, anybody okay. That can speak to that and give us some information on that. Okay. So give them a full month to get that list together and present that to us.
Okay.
So. I assume, do we need that? We don't need that in the form of a motion or anything. We just can hand that over to him and request that?
Yeah, I'm sure you can email him.
Okay. Would anybody like to add anything to that list?
I'd like to ask about subdivision development.
Okay.
Ken, what process are we using to for the roads and subdivisions? It's my understanding that the developers are developing these roads, and we don't know for sure if they're being developed to county standards.
Good point.
I think on C2, just to kind of piggyback on what Justice Houston was saying, is talking about how many roads have we taken in, and just to have a high-level overview of the process used to do that, as well as acceptance.
David just got a notification that one of the county roads just got closed for flooding.
Oh, wow.
But he didn't give me specifics.
Okay. Thank you.
I do have a question for, I guess, OEM. Obviously, you know, I know we're trying to get the judge's office to come in and give us an update on these things, but, you know, in between time, is that something that we can reach out to y'all for to kind of see what the hot areas of flooding so we kind of know ahead of time which roads might be affected the most by floodwaters or whatnot? Do y'all have that information?
We can pull some of our past records. If we don't actually have a declared flood event, we're not going to do damage assessment at each one of those sites.
Right.
And we haven't had one of those. Mark would probably have just as good a list as
okay.
we do, but we can also get what we've got from dispatch's weather log as well.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Justice Knight?
Sure.
As a former member of the Infrastructure Roads Committee, there's an ordinance in process for what you're considering here. And I have some data on that. It was never carried out before.
Okay.
I have some data, some information, some. If you'd like me at some point in the future to share that with you, I'd be happy to.
Sure, that'd be great to bring that next month and share that with us, or either send that to Margaret and then have her pass that to everybody.
Very well.
So we can prepare for the next meeting.
Do you happen to have that ordinance number off the top of your head?
It hasn't passed.
Oh, it hasn't passed. I'm sorry, I misunderstood that. Yeah.
That's correct.
Are you speaking about the subdivision ordinance?
Well, I'll have to look in my bag. I may have something.
The ordinance number will be no good if it didn't pass. The ordinance number, if it didn't pass or be presented, the ordinance number wouldn't be any good anymore.
It hasn't passed.
Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion on the second item there? Okay. The third item would be a monthly infrastructure update. Basically, similar to what we just asked, but on a monthly basis, similar to what the judge or the sheriff does, you know, giving an update on how many stops, how many felony arrests, but to get that from the judge's office of, you know, how many miles of road did we pave this month? And this month, we probably didn't pave hardly any with all the rain. Did we put any new bridges in, new culverts? Any new county roads coming into the system? And any critical issues that the court might need to be aware of to help the judge out? Any other items for that?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Right. And then as we continue, you know, to set goals for the year, as this committee continues to meet on a regular basis, but that, I just left that there open-ended at this point. So we'll look forward to the update next month, and we'll just put this meeting on the regular schedule next month. So. Anything else?
Okay.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. It's not a standing meeting, so if you're going to do...